So you have come here for information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We dug up a lot of good dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Listen and learn.
If you're looking for a gift for someone for Christmas and have $1,000 lying around, you can get someone on your Christmas list a voice message from Whoopi Goldberg.
How much is that?
$1,000.
What? No.
Or a video message from Jonah Hill.
Oh, how much is that?
That's $1,000.
Oh.
Also, if you wanted to pay $2,000, it's actually sold out. You could have gotten lunch with Chloe Sevigny in New York City.
Oh, she's cool.
She is cool. It's so cool that sold out.
Does that cover food, too? Yeah.
You can get a text message from us for an Arby's beef and cheddar.
Oh, yeah! My gosh. It's a big Montana for me, so.
I just need some glue gun sticks. That's all I need.
Yeah. You won't need those on the home planet, though, Lex.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I just sent you a message, by the way, guys. So
okay.
I'll see that soon. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Okay. I hate to bring the party down, but one of the reasons Warren Sapp was suspended from the NFL Network is because he allegedly gave a coworker vibrators as gifts.
Oh.
He's decided to defend himself by posting a picture of one of the vibrators, which was shaped like lipstick, and saying, quote, "I'm sorry. I thought it was cute."
Okay. Wait, who did he give those to?
A coworker.
Okay, that's not funny.
It's a female coworker.
Yes.
Be aware, people. Be aware. Socially aware. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's kind of funny, though. It's not like, I mean... Okay, yeah, no,
like,
it's wrong.
I have to admit, it is wrong, but I'm not going to lie to people. I smiled at first, but again, you have to be socially aware. This is not the time to be doing that crap.
Yeah.
It's really never appropriate to do that in the workplace, but come on, people.
Yes.
Read the news.
Yeah. Documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock, he's coming clean about his history regarding sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and even an accusation of rape. He posted a confessions list on Wednesday, a shocking list, a detailed description of all of these things, admitting to paying off a former female assistant who he often called hot pants or sex pants about 8 years ago to settle a sexual harassment claim and keep it quiet. He also opened up about an incident in college that had to do with pressuring a girl to have relations with him, and she felt that she was raped. And he also said that he has cheated on every woman he's been with. So maybe he's just trying to preemptively come out about this before somebody else does. Not really sure. He says he is a part of the problem and wants to get better and admits that he was wrong in all of these things. Ooh, okay. Something a little bit more positive. 2018, let's start it off right. 74 new titles coming to Netflix in January. On the list, it looks like we have One Day at a Time, Season 2. It's coming out in January.
Yes.
We also have the entire Godfather series, the Bring It On series, Love Actually, and a terrifying movie, if you've never seen it, called The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Ooh,
that freaked me out really bad, and that is a really scary movie. If you don't want to be scared, don't watch it.
Was that your nap movie the other day, Jace?
No, it was not my nap movie.
Okay. Let's say, wow.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see. On TV tonight, we have Thursday Night Football, the Colts and the Broncos. We have Showtime at the Apollo Christmas on Fox. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Greatest update ever.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
Keep me updated.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
It's Alexis's mothership preparing to break Earth's atmosphere. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
I gotta get Snicker bars.
The 8 o'clock hour, 8:06 on this Thursday, December 14th. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here, everybody. Have a fun hour. We have the Dirt Alert plus Second Chance Romance at 8:30. Stay right there.
What should I bring to the aliens?
What?
It's so American.
Why are you saying Snicker bars?
Because they requested that. Remember, I have a mission of things that I need to bring back when it's time, and it's way earlier than I thought. So what's truly American that I can bring up to my planet?
Okay. I thought you were trying to reference E.T. and like Reese's Pieces and got it screwed up.
No. You know what? Valid point.
Okay.
Well, that could have happened,
and
but.
And if you just tuned in, shocking, two shocking announcements today that we're covering. We're following the news of the day. First, Disney announced they're going to buy 21st Century Fox portions of the company. We'll talk about that momentarily. And also, NASA's holding a press conference later today. This is not a joke, to talk about some discoveries that they've made. Dawn got a hold of some top secret files from that press conference.
Yep.
And we are of the impression that they are going to announce that they have identified Alexis Thompson's home planet. And we're going to take that one step further. Dawn thinks, and we don't have firm evidence yet.
Right.
Dawn thinks that NASA also knows the trajectory of her home ship, the mothership.
Oh, no.
And it's heading back to Earth to come pick her up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Okay, now let me pause right here and say, obviously, we're joking, but what's funny, and I thought about this in the commercial break, is Alexis is actually off tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday.
No, so, I'm here tomorrow.
Oh, you're okay,
I am
I'm
here
sorry.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, you are here tomorrow. So what's funny is, like on Monday, some people who take us too seriously, we are inevitably going to get an email. I promise you this. I absolutely promise you we will get an email to our show email box asking if the ship came to get Alexis. I'm telling you, somebody is going to take this way too seriously, and they're going to ask if Alexis has really returned to her home planet.
Oh, boy.
I would bet you $100 that this is going to happen.
Oh,
so
I guess
so
I kind of am. I'm visiting my folks. So
you are returning to your home planet in a way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for the record,
back to the womb.
Back to the womb.
Mm-hmm. Or next to it, at least. Yeah.
Yes.
Next to the womb.
It is 8:08. Okay, so as I just said, big entertainment news. This is business news too, but it does impact us as consumers of entertainment. Disney announcing that they are buying the movie studio and TV studios of 21st Century Fox. So that means the 20th Century Fox movie studio. That means FX. That means FXX and the television production studios of Fox. What this doesn't mean, Disney will not take control of Fox News, Fox Sports, the cable network, and the Fox TV stations, like the one that I work for. That's illegal. You can't own two networks. And as a lot of you know, Disney already owns ABC.
Right. Okay.
So what does this mean? Well, George Snefilefagus just interviewed the big kahuna businessman I really respect, Bob Iger from Disney, and asked Bob, what does this mean for all of us, for my talkers, for all of us that consume entertainment? Here's Bob Iger.
It is in today's world.
Explain that cutting edge technology. What difference is this going to make to everyone at home watching?
Well, I think it's pretty clear today that consumers want access to entertainment, one, that is high quality, but two, they want access pretty much anywhere, anytime, anyhow. And it requires new technology to be able to deliver it in that fashion. Hulu certainly provides that, so the controlling stake in Hulu that we will acquire with this acquisition is one way to provide that.
Oh.
Another is the Fox international footprint has some extremely high-end technology to deliver all this content to consumers in more modern ways. Sky in Europe is a good example of that, Star India another one. And so to the consumer, not only will they be getting more great content, high quality content, but they'll be getting it in ways that they demand, innovative ways that today's consumer requires, really, in terms of increasing their consumption and enjoying their consumption of entertainment.
So what that means is, if you guys didn't know, Hulu was a joint effort between a couple studios, Fox being one of them. We have, we won't anymore. I won't be able to say that. But we have controlling interest, as you heard Bob Iger say, Fox does. So Disney will acquire that.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We own the biggest chunk, and I think NBC owns a chunk of Hulu as well.
Okay.
And then now Disney will control that. And what this means, too, for fans of like Star Wars and Marvel, let me just take these two examples, these practical examples. For Star Wars, this really won't affect you, but Star Wars, the original from 1977, referred to as A New Hope, Fox still owns the rights to that one Star Wars movie. Disney has the rights to everything else. 20th Century Fox. So here's a little fun fact. If you own those movies on like Apple TV or streaming,
mm-hmm.
if you watch the beginning of Star Wars A New Hope, you will still see the 20th Century Fox fanfare. That dun dun
yeah.
dun dun dun, 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 dun. But if you watch any other Star Wars movie now, like a new copy, like a new DVD, that not old DVDs, you will notice that there is no Fox on any of them but the first movie. Now, ooh, all of the movies will now be under the same umbrella. Let's move to superheroes. A lot of you like superheroes.
This is the big impact, I think.
This is the big, yeah, this is another big impact. If you are a Marvel fan, Disney controlled most of the Marvel characters, with the exception, there's more exceptions, but the big exception, Spider-Man, which is run by Sony Studios, and X-Men and the Fantastic Four are owned by 20th Century Fox. But now Disney will have most of them. They will now have control over X-Men. They'll now have control over the Fantastic Four. And Avatar is under the Fox umbrella. So Disney will now own Avatar fully and wholly. So for us, Lex asked a really good question earlier of like, is this bad? Is this bad for us being a monopoly?
Yeah.
Honestly, great question. I actually think it's not spin what Mr. Iger said. To me, this is actually a win for consumers, for entertainment consumers. This makes Disney even more powerful, and powerful in the way that they're going to be able to do just what Mr. Iger said, create better content, more content, and get it to us the way we want, which is direct and immediate. Look, the days are gone. We have said this for years on this show. Mm-hmm. You have read the articles. The way that we used to watch TV, where we have to wait.
I don't like waiting.
We have to wait until 7 o'clock on Wednesdays to watch The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Mark
my word. We're already not doing it like that. But within 10 years, the networks will drastically change. We will not be watching. There will always be live television, but the networks will eventually turn into your Apple TV menu or your Amazon Fire menu. There will just be buttons that you push for ABC, yeah, CBS, NBC.
You think they'll drop whole seasons at once, or will they still have a weekly?
Yes. Maybe. Like CBS All Access is a good model. How they, it's still a streaming service, but they dump like an episode of The Good Fight Sundays at 8. So you'll just watch it like that, though. You'll watch it whenever you want.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll dump a whole season like Netflix does with The Crown or Breaking Bad, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a combo, but that's the way TV's going to be. I've said this probably 37 times. I'm a major TV consumer, and I can't tell you the last time that when I come home from a day's work or when I come home to nap, I never turn on regular TV first. I immediately go to my Apple TV, and I look at Hulu, and I look at Netflix, and I go to YouTube and see,
Yeah, I do too.
I do not turn on regular TV first, ever. I eventually go to it to watch Wheel of Fortune, but
Oh yeah, of course, can't miss that.
So I think this is exciting. So
yeah, me too. I guess we're probably not going to see immediately the effect, but it's an exciting time for them for sure. I hope there's not a lot of layoffs, because a lot of on each side they have the same people doing the same job.
Yep.
Well,
yeah,
how will that affect the workers?
Yeah, that's a very good thought. That is a problem. Yeah. So, I don't know. There's going to be duplication. There will be layoffs. Anytime you do something like this, you're right, Lex. That's unfortunate. And I don't want to act like it's all rosy and sunshine. There's always casualties in these mergers.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah. So, and then now Fox, the company that I work for. What they're going to do is, and I got an email, but I haven't read it yet from our corporate folks. But what this means is they're going to restructure this company, and it's going to focus on news and like sports. So what will be left in our company is the Fox TV stations, which I work for. I always explain to people, you can be a Fox affiliate, but not owned by Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Fox 9 here locally, we are actually owned by the network. So the Fox TV stations will remain, Fox News, the newspapers will remain that Rupert owns, and Fox Sports, the cable network. So that will be, that's our company. That's what the new Fox will be. So leaner and more focused company, I guess, is what the Murdochs want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is 8:16. Dawn, do me a favor real quick, Dawn, before we go to commercial.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor? Look out the window. I heard a noise. I just want to make sure the mothership isn't here because we still need Alexis for another 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, it's not here yet. No,
it's not here yet.
That was just B. Arthur landing her broom.
Okay, Lex, you're not packed yet, are you? I mean, do you have all of your belongings to take? And have you chosen what?
Is Angel going back to your home planet with you?
Are you taking Angel back to your home planet?
Still negotiating, guys. I don't know who I can bring and how much stuff I can bring. So,
can we visit though, Lex? Will you ask them? Can you come back every? Can we visit your ship every so often?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay, good.
I'll put that in the contract too.
Okay.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl. It is 8:17. We're going to be back with a Dirt Alert right after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
This town needs an enema.
Entertainment.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. 8:21. It's time to get caught up with the news of the day, the big headlines in entertainment with the Dirt Alert and Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, you guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Part two to my dream story from yesterday when I said,
yes.
Jason,
that's right.
I had a dream about you. This happened two nights ago. I joined you for the Dirt Alert and said, you guys, I had a dream about Jason. I explained how Jason had invited me to be part of his holiday karaoke, extravaganza. That was televised and held at my children's daycare center. And then I go into the Twin Cities Live office later and Steve goes, oh my gosh, I had the weirdest dream about Jason Matheson last night.
What were they doing?
And I said, me too. They were in some sort of like synchronized swimming routine.
Oh my
And Jason, you were like unbelievable at the synchronized swimming. I'm not kidding. When he started saying to me, he goes, I had a dream about Jason Matheson last night. I said, did you listen to my 8:20 Dirt Alert?
Oh, I got to go ahead.
I told my dream story about
him. Was he listening?
He had no idea. He had no idea. He
crazy.
Also just had a random dream about Jason.
Oh my goodness. You guys doing synchronized swimming together?
Yeah.
Oh, and then singing and
right there.
Melissa Peterman, one of our favorite people in the world, you know, comedian, actress extraordinaire. She commented something to the effect of, well, clearly what this means is that you guys need to do a holiday karaoke synchronized swimming special on television.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so speaking of television and entertainment, let's talk about the biggest news of the day, which is that Disney is buying 21st Century Fox. Are you ready for the number?
Oh, yes.
$52.4 billion in stock.
Crazy.
The Walt Disney Company is purchasing all of the assets of 21st Century Fox, with the exception of a couple of things that we'll get to in a minute. But this is a big shift of Fox to Disney. Disney has acquired the 20th Century Fox movie and TV divisions and cable channels, including its back catalog of films and shows. It's not going to own the news parts, though. Fox News and Fox Sports would be among the non-entertainment Fox elements that will not be included in the deal because, of course, Disney already owns ABC, but will be arranged into a newly listed company that will be spun off to its shareholders.
Wow.
Yep.
Does this affect Fox locally? Yes, it has to. You're an O&O, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really. I mean, it does affect us as far as, you know, we'll be working for a leaner company, but not like on an individual level.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. So anyway, that's the big number, $52.4 billion. Everything is owned by the same things in the world, guys. It's Amazon, it's Apple, it's Disney. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Ooh, yeah. That's kind of a scary concept, isn't it?
And Comcast, yep. Build your bunkers now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Stock with water and canned goods.
Well, we're going to go to my home planet, so you're welcome to come too, Elizabeth.
Oh, I would love to. Where is it? That sounds wonderful.
Well, she can't talk about it, Dawn.
Yeah.
Or Elizabeth, she can't mention
not
it.
Yet,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
People get to come,
All right, fair enough. Harvey Weinstein is responding to Salma Hayek's allegations in a bombshell New York Times op-ed that she wrote. Holy buckets. She detailed his inappropriate behavior and repeated sexual demands while they were making the 2002 film Frida, Oscar-winning film, might I add. And here is what a statement from Harvey Weinstein's people says. Mr. Weinstein does not recall pressuring Selma to do a gratuitous sex scene with a female co-star, and he was not there for the filming. However, that was part of the story, as Frida Kahlo was bisexual and the more significant sex scene in the movie was choreographed by Ms. Hayek with Jeffrey Rush. So in the op-ed, Salma Hayek said that Harvey Weinstein forced her to do a full frontal nudity sex scene with Ashley Judd and that she had to take a tranquilizer to get through it. The statement goes on essentially saying, no, this didn't happen. Mr. Weinstein regards Salma Hayek as a first-class actress, and that even though Jennifer Lopez was interested in playing Frida and at the time was a bigger star, Mr. Weinstein overruled other investors to back Salma as the lead.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know if I was Harvey. If I was Harvey, I wouldn't be commenting on anything.
I wouldn't say anything.
I would be held up in a cave, and I wouldn't come out until like 2047.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm being very
even
serious.
After one allegation, no, let alone the
I know.
Sheer number.
Bye-bye, troll.
He says
bye-bye.
All of the sexual allegations as portrayed by Salma are not accurate, and others who witnessed the events have a different account of what transpired. Even though Salma Hayek says that Ashley Judd and many other of her friends, including people who worked on the film, have said, you need to come forward, you need to talk about this. But she was so traumatized by it that it has taken her until now to be able to talk about it, is what she said. I don't know why Harvey Weinstein, in his delusional state of being, would think that we believe anything that he has to say.
Or we actually, do we, or that we want to hear anything, you know?
Oh, man, unbelievable. Boy, a really special moment on The View yesterday. Oh, did you guys see this?
Oh, yes. I know.
I'm glad that you did, because Joe Biden was on The View comforting Meghan McCain. And Meghan McCain's father, John McCain, is suffering from the same type of brain cancer that took the life of Joe Biden's son, Beau. And, you know, whatever you think about Joe Biden and his politics, boy, you can agree that a man who's lost his son certainly has a lot to say. And to share that kind of grief and that experience was just so special and so sweet. He was consoling Meghan McCain. He said, there is hope, and if anybody can make it, your dad can. In the meantime, Senator John McCain has been hospitalized due to side effects from his brain cancer treatment. So he is receiving treatment at Walter Reed Medical Center, and he is 81 years old, and this is a really tough diagnosis. He's completed his first round of chemotherapy treatment, but it was sweet to watch that.
It was just a ray of hope, man, seeing two people who don't agree politically, able to put that aside and just care for each other. I loved it. It made me, it was my happiest thing this week.
Yeah, I agree.
Other than Star Wars.
Oh, yes. So good. All right. Thanks, you guys. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. You can watch Elizabeth today at 3 in Twin Cities Live. When we come back, Second Chance Romance. GMA this morning. I love her. Golden Globe nominated for Big Little Lies. Obviously doing publicity today for her small independent movie that opens tonight. Star Wars The Last Jedi.
What is that?
A very small independent. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Yeah. Michael Strahan. I'm sorry. This comes from, I don't know. I'm not a Michael Strahan fan, so watching him interview, it's like putting unpopped popcorn kernels in my underpants. I just can't.
Whoa! It's
just,
and then sitting over a fire?
I can't watch him interview people.
But
I don't know
what
it is.
He did a good job with Omarosa, don't you think?
No? Okay.
Chirp.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I can't. And it has really nothing to do with the Kelly Ripa kerfuffle. I don't know what it is about. You know, well, look. Believe me, we all get emails. There are just certain people on radio and TV that they've done nothing to you, but you just don't dig them.
Yeah.
And that's the way with Michael Strahan, I don't know what it is. He prevents me from watching GMA. I'm not kidding. I cannot watch GMA because he is so prominent now.
Yeah.
Because I love Robin and I love George. And I've even warmed to Lara. And she used to drive me batty.
Yeah, she did.
She drove me batty. But Strahan, I'm sure he's a lovely father, a good guy. I just do not like, I don't like his interview style. So, I don't know. Just popped in because I was watching him interview. And I was like, okay, let me take a drink. 8:34, everybody. We have Second Chance Romance coming up in just a little bit. So, stay tuned for that. This is... I don't want to use the word interesting. I use that word a lot. Lex, how would you describe today's?
Unfortunate, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Butt clenchy.
It's like unpopped
popcorn kernels in your underpants.
In your underpants.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Dawn. That's a, I don't know where I've heard that. It's really good.
I know. Where did I come up with that?
I don't know. That is a really, really good one. Okay, so here we go. Ugh. This is part one of Second Chance Romance.
Yeah.
Well, we could do something else. I mean, if you know, we can go to the zoo.
I just wish that announcement from NASA was out.
Yeah. Yes.
God, I'm so excited about that. What is it? If it's something boring, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, what we're referring to is we found about an hour and 35 minutes ago, NASA's going to make some sort of, and this is a joke, we've been joking that Alexis is going back to her home planet, which probably isn't a joke, but NASA is actually doing a press conference. I don't know what it's about.
Well, and they've been working with Google, so it's about their collaboration.
The Earth is flat.
Oh. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the, yeah. No, I don't know. I think maybe they found a life-sustaining planet somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and we're going to need a backup soon. I mean, we really are. We're going to need somewhere to go. Mm. So, let's concentrate on what's here on Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, here is part one of Second Chance Romance. Welcome to Second Chance Romance, everybody. Where we go looking for love in all the wrong places. Dawn, who do we have today?
We have a guy who has a cool name. It's Blake.
That's a cool name.
Is it Blake Shelton?
No, it's not Blake Shelton. Good morning, Blake. How are you?
Good morning, good-looking radio people. How are you?
Well,
good morning.
You must be calling a different show. Yeah.
It's the reason why we're on the radio.
Yeah. Blake, you doing well?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah. Okay, tell us your story, my friend. Tell us what you want to, how can we help you?
Well, everything started out really great. I mean, she contacted me on a dating app that one where the women have to contact you first.
Okay.
You know? It's called Bumble.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing. It takes the pressure off the guy because, you know, they like you already, so we don't have to feel creepy or anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now her name is Mandy.
Okay.
We went to a comedy club.
Okay.
Some of my friends were performing because that's what we do. I'm also in comedy. And it seemed totally fine. We had dinner first and went to the show.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and throughout the night, I figured out, like, she's kind of serious. She actually made me feel pretty nervous because she's asking me tons and tons of questions.
Okay.
It started to, the amount of questions and everything started to feel more like an interview than a date, which is a little awkward. But at the same point, I kind of shine in interviews.
Yeah.
Because I will start to give ridiculous possible answers.
Okay.
They don't make a lot of sense or anything. It's nothing like that. But I want to see that she's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's the most important part to me with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
but
what kind of questions was she asking you that maybe seemed out of place?
It wasn't that they were out of place. It was just that there were so many.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, call me kooky, Blake, but I'm just going to speak probably for some people listening right now. You want to reconnect with her, but it sounds like you're a little critical of her. Do you like her?
I do like her. No, she's very, very nice. It's just, I kind of want to know what happened because at the end of it all, I mean, didn't get a kiss, got a side hug. Not even a full hug, got the side hug.
Blake, Mandy gave you the side hug.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
and you've tried to contact her how many times since this date?
Just once.
Okay.
Just once?
I don't want to be creepy.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
Because if she's into you, then she would have probably contacted you back, I'm thinking.
I love that. Yeah. I don't mean to talk about Blake in the third person, but I love that Blake is aware of potential creepiness. Blake, you've made two references. I'm glad that you're creepy aware, that you're aware of your behavior and you don't want to be creepy. So I actually like that. Okay. Did you, all of that other stuff aside that you said, you felt some sort of rhythm with her. Did you feel she was kind of digging you?
I did.
Okay.
I really did. I really felt like I was getting a good response out of her with my answers.
Even with the side hug.
Now, Dawn, you were joking around, like, whenever you would give her kind of ridiculous answers, do you think that she knew you were joking around? Because maybe she took some of your answers the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
I think she knew. I mean, she would laugh. She would chuckle. I mean, sometimes we even got a guffaw.
Oh.
A guffaw.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, Blake, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and on the other side of the commercial break, we're going to call Mandy, see if we can convince her to talk to us, and we'll get the scoop for you if we can. Sound good, Blake?
Sounds great.
Perfect. Okay. Right. Thank you. Go ahead and put on Blake on hold. When we come back, part two of Second Chance Romance. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything. Why is Alexis wearing those glasses? I'm Jace with
Lex.
None
of your business.
It's better to see the spaceship coming.
That's right.
That's right.
They're spaceship glasses.
Oh, my gosh, glasses. You guys. I just watched the funniest thing.
What?
Did you see Robin Roberts on GMA telling Omarosa, bye, Felicia?
No, she did not
she
say that.
She did. You guys, I'm going to send you this because it is hilarious.
When did she say that? Like, so, at the end of the interview?
At the end of the interview, they toss it back, and she says, yep, she's telling her truth, but she's going to sell the book. She's going to sell her words. And she's like, bye, Felicia.
She said bye, Felicia?
She said bye, Felicia.
Robin Roberts.
Oh, my.
Oh.
That is hysterical. Bye.
Bye. Bye,
have
Felicia.
Have a good day. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, send that to us. We have to.
Oh, we've got to play it, because it's just a quick little thing here. All right.
Oh, Robin. Robin Roberts. How I love thee.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it was a little subtle, just
burp. Yeah. We'll play it after the Second Chance Romance.
Okay, perfect. Yep, there we go.
Because here we go. Here we are. Here we be. Part two of Second Chance Romance. Is this Mandy?
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Good, I know. Mandy's like, hi, good morning. Hello. You're bothering me. Mandy, you're live on the air. I know Dawn told you on the radio. We really hate to bother you. I always get secondhand embarrassment doing this, but we will not take up a lot of your time, so I'll cut to the chase. We do a segment called Second Chance Romance, where people call us, Mandy, or they email, and they tell us that they went out with someone, and then they lost contact, and they want to reconnect. So don't be scared. So a guy named Blake said that he went out with you and he really liked you and you guys lost contact. Is this at all familiar to you?
Yeah, I remember Blake.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Well, okay, that's question number one. So question number two is, would you mind if we got a little bit into your business? And again, I want to remind you, you're on the radio. Can I ask you why you guys lost contact?
You know, I don't go for guys who start out a relationship by lying. I mean, he kind of lied about himself, who he was on his profile, and I guess I wasn't really open to dating him after I found out the truth.
What kind of lies? Did he not look like his profile picture?
No, he looked just like his profile picture.
Okay.
His job?
We met on Bumble.
Bumble. Yeah.
So that it's easier to fill out your profile, it just connects you through Facebook, right? So it uses your profile information from Facebook, which has things like your profession on it. And I take that into consideration before I contact someone. Obviously, I think we all do. Mm. And his profile says that he's a physician.
Okay.
He's not a physician.
Oh, no.
Okay. So right away, safe to assume that's not the best way to start a date, right? Okay.
Is he at least in the medical field? Is he kind of a physician? Is he working to be one? Is he? Or is
shining a turd.
Okay, yeah. So not even close. Oh, yo-yo-y.
Okay.
He's not even physician adjacent.
Mandy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mandy, I like you. Physician adjacent.
Okay.
Well, we won't. Look, here we're not going to waste much more of your time because I know you told Dawn you're getting ready. So Blake is on the other line. So let's go ahead and pull up Blake.
Yep, here he is.
Blake, welcome to the show. You heard what Mandy just said. A doctor you are not. Say hi to Mandy first, Blake.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Blake. I'm sure this is all hilarious.
Well, but that's your problem, is that I'm not a doctor.
My problem is not that you're not a doctor. I like intelligent guys, and I feel like you wasted my time. I mean, guys, he's a stand-up comedian. That's what I mean when I say he's not even doctor adjacent. He's not even in the medical field. He's a comedian.
But laughter is the best medicine, isn't it? Come on.
So you thought it was funny, Blake?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, so I got to ask you, Mandy, I mean, since you want a doctor, then does that mean you're a gold digger?
Well, I'm not a gold digger. I just like honesty, you know? I mean, I don't think you were very honest with me. Maybe you think it's hilarious to lie to people, but that's just not what I'm into.
And Blake, is Mandy right? Do you have physician on your profile?
Yeah, it was a joke to a couple buddies of mine, so we've had that for a little while.
Okay.
I
feel like I need a doctor right now.
Yeah.
And a prescription.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead. Lex did it last week.
Yep.
I have a feeling I know the answer, but Mandy, we would pay for a second date if you wanted to, but I would imagine that's a no from you.
That's a no from me.
Yeah. No return doctor's visit for you, Mandy, right?
Yeah, no follow-ups here.
Another second opinion.
Well, Mandy, thank you. We'll let you go.
Okay, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Blake, sorry that there was a misunderstanding. She obviously didn't think it was funny. So you can understand that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You win some, you lose some with that.
Yeah.
You sure do. Second Chance Romance.
Oh, wow.
7 and 8:30 right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Coming up on 8:52, we were talking earlier, two big stories today. Obviously, Disney buying a portion of 21st Century Fox and Omarosa speaking live to Michael Strahan on Good Morning America's about her firing or resignation from the White House. She says she's resigning. She resigned. She wasn't fired. That the Secret Service didn't drag her out. She just tried to reenter after her pass was terminated. And the Secret Service had to say, nope, you can't go in. But so Lex found this on Twitter. So Michael Strahan did the interview, and then they go back to Robin and George on the anchor desk, and this is what Robin Robin Robinson slid in there. Listen to this.
And the fourth time could be the charm.
Yeah, so she says she has a story to tell, and I'm sure she'll be selling that story.
We'll see.
Yeah, she will. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. What's even better is the slow burn before. She has a story to tell, and I'm sure she's going to sell that story. Oh. Bye, Felicia. Listen to this one more time, people. Listen, this is
fourth time could be the charm.
Yeah, so she says she has a story to tell, and I'm sure she'll be selling that story.
We'll see.
Yeah, she will. Bye, Felicia. No.
Uh-oh.
She says it like she doesn't smile.
No,
she
straight
doesn't
face.
Pause. It is straight face, which makes it even better. She's like, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, bye, Felicia, da-da-da-da. Oh, Robin Roberts. And Lex, did you say it's already trending?
Already. Bye, Felicia. It's trending.
Oh, girl. Oh,
which is from a fun movie. If you haven't seen Friday yet, right. Ice Cube utters that. Just telling this girl, just get away. Stop asking for things.
Uh-huh. Mm. Is our Felicia here? Do we
have
Molly?
Yes.
Hi, Felicia.
Damn, Gina.
Good.
Robin Roberts. Oh. That is hysterical.
It's the best.
Just because of her face, of like Robin Roberts doesn't even pause. She's like, da 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 da. I'm sure she'll sell her story. Bye, Felicia. Next. What about the weather, girl? Yeah. Anyway.
That is the moment where you are not masking how you feel.
No,
you're trying to
move
along, but you don't have any words.
Yeah.
Well, let's use some words.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we have been. Let's use some words to describe your program today.
Okay, you guys. I came into Donna this morning and I said, Donna, I don't know what to do about this because do I tell Jason and Alexis this morning some dad jokes. Alexis, you are the queen of dad jokes.
Yes, she is.
I have to say, though.
Bring it on.
So last night, I call my dad, and I don't know why, but somewhere along the line, I think I asked him how his company holiday party was or something like that. And then he starts going, oh, Marley, okay, I've got one. So then my dad starts telling me jokes that are dad jokes, and they're from my dad.
Yeah, those are the best.
Yeah, and so then... But so then I get off the phone. I'm like, okay, wow, that was a really funny conversation with my dad where he just told me like three dad jokes right in a row and was laughing so hard where no sound was coming out. Okay, so then he followed up with a text with all of those dad jokes plus a few more. I have your blessing, I'm going to share those and you might want to stick around.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The joy of dad jokes should be shared by all. Go
we're gonna
forth
do that.
And tell those jokes, girl.
Right at 9.
Love
That's
it.
Coming up. And Alexis is going to try to board her home planet to her mothership. We'll see if she's here tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Entertainment.